Gittin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2-3. The Mishnah now discusses what one may write a get with. The Mishnah says, Bekol Kosfin. You can use any kind of ink to write a get. Bidio, the kind of ink that's used to write Sifrei Torah. Besam, this is really called orphment. It's like a yellowish ink that's made from arsenic. Besikra, this is vermilion. It's a red ink that's produced from cinnabar, like a mercury sulfate. Bekomos, komos is gum Arabic. That's included in the making of dio, regular ink for Sifrei Torah, etc. Vakankantum, this is like a iron sulfate. It's like a very black material also used to make inks. Uvachol davar shu shel kayama, or really anything that writes in a way that it's makes a permanent mark. It'll indefinitely be there. It won't fade or disappear over time. And therefore, in kosfen lo b'mashkim, you can't use other kinds of liquids, you know, like, I don't know, berry juices or something, oils and that kind of thing. V'lo b'meferos, nor can you use, you know, fruit juices, again, because it fades. V'lo b'chol davar she'enu miskayem, and you can't use anything that won't leave a permanent mark. It'll fade over time. Now the Mishnah says, what are you writing on? Al ha'kol kosfen. You can write on whatever you want. Al ha'ala shel zayas, even a leaf from a olive tree. Here, the olive leaf is not worth very much at all, so it's not a matter of value. The idea here is that when it dries out, it doesn't shrivel up and disappear. So we wouldn't allow, let's say, like a cabbage leaf, because the cabbage leaf, you know, when it dehydrates, it shrivels. But an olive leaf doesn't, so that would be okay. Valha keren shel para. You could even write it on the horn of a cow. V'nosen la es para. However, if you do that, you'd have to give her the whole cow. This is for a separate reason, because the pasuk says, "V'chasav la sefer krisus v'nasam biyada." You'll write her this bill of severance and give it to her in her hand. So the Chazal understand that there can be nothing, no additional steps required between the writing and the availability of the thing that you've written to be immediately placed into her hand. So in the case of a cow's horn, if it's still attached to the cow's head, and there'd be a separate process, of course, of cutting the horn off the cow's head, that would make it invalid. So therefore, you could write on a cow's horn that was detached, but if it's attached to the cow, so then you'd have to give her the whole cow. You couldn't have it in a way that you need to then separate the horn afterwards. Same goes for al yad shel eved. You could even write it on the hand of a slave, but if you do, v'nos l'nas eved, you'd have to give her the whole slave. You couldn't just sever the hand of the eved for any number of reasons, of course, but the point is, it would be valid even on the hand of a slave. And that, of course, opens the door to other kind of leniencies, because it'd be pretty easy for the writing to be rubbed off and you wouldn't know, or to rewrite something different on the slave's hand. And therefore, that brings a new topic, which is Rabbi Yossi Glili Omer, Ein kosfen lo al davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim v'lo la ochlin. You cannot write on things in general that either, according to Rabbi Yossi Glili, that are alive or that are foodstuffs. And that would even include, the foodstuffs would even include, say, the olive leaf, because it's food for an animal. The point is, he understands, or Rosa Glili understands, that it says it has to be a sefer krisos, like I'll call it a translated book or a scroll of severance. And that being the case, it has to be something that resembles a book or a scroll, and certainly not something which is alive, like a cow, or that's food, even like the leaf from an olive tree. The halacha, however, does not follow Rosa Glili. The halacha follows the Chacham and the Tanakhama, that you could even write it on the olive leaf or the cow's horn, etc. The reason why is because although it does say sefer krisos, they understand that it's sefer here doesn't mean like a book of severance. It means from like the word sipur, the story. It's the narrative which explains what is happening here. So it doesn't matter on what it's written. It can be written on the cow's horn as long as what's written explains what's happening, that she is now no longer his wife, she's free to go and marry somebody else, etc. Now, although the halacha is like the Tanakam, and you could write it on whatever, basically, you want, l'chadchila, the din is, one is to write a get kind of in the same materials that you write mezuzah and sifrei Torah and so on. That's a proper klaf, you know, from a animal parchment, etc. It should be written with dio, the formal blank lasting ink, and as you said before, it should be written in ksav ashuris, in Aramaic, in the font, I'll call it, that Sifrei Torah written. As far as the halacha regarding the severing, so there is a bit of a discussion. It's not clear if a minor action, let's say like you wrote the get on a large piece of parchment that you wanted to now make into a smaller piece after you wrote it. If cutting the parchment in half, so you'd have another place for another get, let's say, if that's considered to be a significant step which would render the get invalid or not. So certainly l'charchila, one should write the get on the piece of paper as is without any need to further, cut it down to size. Mm-hmm.